Classical BTS, or Behind the Scenes, is a six-part WIML video web series that you can watch later today. It's a look at some of the lesser-seen and heard stories about classical music in central Illinois and a follow-up to the award-winning web series Art BTS. I spoke with WIML's Director of Content, Lisa Braltz, and Classical BTS Producer-Director Isaac Musgrave about the series, starting with why they chose this subject as the follow-up to Art BTS.
There are a couple different factors. One of them is that we have a pretty popular classical music service here at WILL on the FM side and a very appreciative audience. And I thought it would be kind of interesting as Art BTS was happening to maybe pull out certain types of stories from the arts. And classical music came up over and over again. And then it just so happened that we had a friend of WILL who's very interested in supporting classical music, and they were interested in supporting this project. So it was sort of like the ideas kind of came together at the same time, which was really great.
I'm curious how you went about picking the subjects. There's so many different artists, different people involved with classical music in some form in our area. How did you go about picking six people for this?
So I think word of mouth is always a really good way of sourcing information and finding people for these kinds of projects. And Donda Beard, who's our director of development here at the station, is very active in local classical music. So she had a lot of really good ideas. And then I put out a call on my personal Facebook page, and we got a huge response. It was shared a lot around Central Illinois per my request by my friends, people making all kinds of suggestions. And we had a huge response. I'll let Isaac talk about how we decided on those people. But I think in terms of sourcing and just trying to find out, because you could tell a pretty typical story, right? Mm-hmm. I made it clear that we were looking for something that was maybe a little more unusual, maybe not exactly like what we think of. When I say classical music, you know, if people are thinking of the stereotypical person playing a cello or something, like we wanted something different. So Facebook and social media really helped us find those people.
And then so once we had that kind of start and we had that that large group of people to source from, then we kind of went through and we looked and we said, okay, out of all these, how many of these are ones that would be visually interesting? You know, because obviously we want to tell great stories, but it is a video series. So we need to make sure that what they're doing, we're actually going to be able to represent. And then so we scaled it down. I think we ended up with a pool of about 12 or 15 people that we felt like were good, strong candidates and really unique stories, you know, really stories, not just about somebody who maybe plays the piano or plays the violin, but something really unique that they're doing with that and kind of challenging, like Lisa mentioned, that stereotype. So once we kind of had that, then we would go through and we did pre-interviews with nearly everyone. And basically that was just a mock interview. We'll sit down with them for 30, 40 minutes and really kind of figure out that story. And then, you know, once we kind of narrowed that down, we just went ahead and moved forward with them.
You did these interviews, and then once you did that and you're down to your six subjects, Isaac, how did you try to capture their story in this format?
So just like with Art BTS, one of the things that's really important about this series is not just telling a story about something somebody's doing, whether that's playing music. It's telling that person's story. And we hope that each episode, which is 3 minutes long, in that 3 minutes, you get a sense for who this person is and why music is important to them and what they're doing. So really, you know, peeling back that layer. So to get that story out, like we would sit down with them after the pre-interview, we sat down with them and interviewed them for an hour. And a lot of people would be like, wow, that's a lot of time, considering that we're only going to have 3 minutes. And in actuality, actual content time is really more around 2 minutes and 30 seconds because we have some graphics and a little bit of breathing room in there. So that time spent doing that and really getting that. And then it was figuring out ways to really tell that story visually as well, not just random sequences or shots, and really planning out and scheduling and kind of waiting for that right opportunity. You know, with Joseph, who is a conductor, who's one of the subjects, we went and we filmed him doing one practice. We filmed him in the interview. We filmed him doing yoga, which was really cool. But then there was something that I really, really thought would be great was not just to see him in practice, you know, but to really see him in his element and to kind of show how the yoga moves he was doing were represented in his actual work as a conductor. So that was kind of the approach we took with each artist, was to try to build this multifaceted kind of approach to it.
Of course, the challenge then is doing all that, as you mentioned, in just 2 minutes, 30 seconds, basically, of storytelling time. Yeah. Talk about the editing process for this.
Yeah, so the editing process, yeah, that's always a challenge. You know, there's a lot on the cutting room floor. And I would say in each of these episodes, you know, it's a three-minute episode, but I would say I probably spend between 15 and 20 hours of editing each episode. And so the way we start is I'll build the story, you know, and so before I start putting in any footage, which is really hard to do because, you know, I'm a pictures guy, I really want to start digging in and putting in footage, is tell that story, you know, and really make sure that, like, we're telling a complete story in that time. Then it's, you know, you get this story and then it's like, okay, now, oh, it's 3 minutes and 5 seconds or 3 minutes and 10 seconds, you know, oh, what can I cut out? So then it's cutting that back. And the real rewarding piece, though, is once it's all done, you know, and you have that and you can sit back and you're like, in 2 minutes and 30 seconds, it doesn't feel, you know, in 3 minutes, basically, it doesn't feel rushed. It feels complete, but it leaves you wanting more. And that's what we hope that people will do, is that they'll take that next step. You know, maybe this is their introduction to classical music. You know, they start listening maybe to AM, FM radio, you know, to classical. Or maybe they go out and they see a performance. You know, they check these people out. You know, maybe they see what Steven Taylor or Joseph Baldwin or Charles Smith or any of the other artists are doing. And, you know, they go out and they see a performance.
I definitely saw this series as a potential entry point into classical music for people who might be like, why would I care about classical music? And the reason you might care is because this composer that we're talking about, who's a University of Illinois professor, and people might have an idea in their mind of who that person is or what they look like or the kind of work that they do. He's also a data scientist who does musical representations of data sets that interest him, and he arranges music for popular bands. Like, there's so much more to these folks than just what we're thinking. And there's so much more to classical music, I think, than what we think of it as it being. And even who's playing these instruments, there's an artist in particular, I'm not going to give it away, but there is an artist in particular who really does defy the stereotype of who might play that instrument. And I loved that aspect to the story, because the whole idea here, I think, Isaac and I wanted to approach it in such a way that it turns the idea of classical music on its head. And in order for us to get by in the world that we're in, we have to embrace diversity in every discipline. And we just thought this might be a small step in a way to kind of introduce people to that.
That's WIOL's Director of Content, Lisa Braltz, and Classical BTS Producer-Director Isaac Musgrave discussing the new video web series that goes live later today. You can watch the trailer for Classical BTS right now at will.illinois.edu/classicalbts.